Hello, Giantess fans. What fun is it exploring various popular Giantess fantasies? And with this post, you will see that there are so many options with a tiny man fantasy. Here at LDW and Enchantrix, we have a lot of Giantesses to suit every one of your tiny fantasies. We also offer a lot of ways to indulge your tiny fantasies. Not sure what that means? Hang on. We'll look at the popular Giantess fantasies, as well as all the fun ways you can explore your tiny existence. The Giant Woman Invades. Giantess stereotypes, where there's a cruel giantess causing destruction and mayhem. She may invade a town or a city, sending its inhabitants scurrying for their lives. But how did she get so gigantic? Maybe she's a sexy giant alien from a parallel universe. Or perhaps she's created by some accident, mysterious gamma rays, or even research accidents in a lab. There are so many fun origin stories, and this is our first fantasy. Some Giantess fans focus on and enjoy how the Giantess came to be, what she felt about her new huge body. More importantly, does she find that it's reversible? And if it is, does she take that option? Well, Giantess in her quest for a solution, and sometimes revenge, the little man has a happenstance encounter with a Giantess for our second fantasy. And between the giantess and her tiny man, the magic ensues as Cupid's arrow strikes. And the fantasy continues with her and the journey of a giantess and her willing captive are explored. With some giantess fantasies, the scene's main focus is on the destruction and mayhem the giantess can produce. The crunching of cars, toppling of homes, images of huge feet crushing vehicles like twigs. Experience the shrinking fantasy. When it comes to shrinking men down to smaller sizes and having our way with them, some just enjoy the actual shrink. Perhaps it's over days or months that shrinking fantasy becomes reality. At first, your belt had to be tightened. Okay, you may have lost a few pounds. That's great. But in a few days, you notice the hem of your slacks pulling at your foot. Other times, the shrink is a lot faster, happening maybe instantaneously or rapidly over a short period of time. In any case of that shrinking fantasy, you experience becoming more vulnerable. And unable to resist is the hot spot here. I'm tiny. Now what? So we've talked about how a giantess can become a giantess or a shrinking man can shrink. Experiencing the world in your new tiny situation can take on many forms. Vulnerable, you rely on your giantess for all of your basic needs. Some tiny men sleep in a panty drawer, cushioned by her soft panties and safely tucked in her drawer as she wakes you when she pulls the drawer open, seeing her large moon-sized face peering down at you. Her large hand slides down, pulling you into her hand. You love the feel of her warm fingers as they wrap and clasp you firmly around your small frame. Your giant goddess takes very good care of you. And in return, she finds delicious ways for your tiny self to take very good care of her. For instance, using your newfound size in clever fashion, your giantess body becomes your wonderland, being encouraged to explore every inch of her body. Feeling her skin, inhaling her scent has never been more overwhelming than when you are small and can fit into her hand. With your new perspective, your appreciation for her body grows as you experience it like it was the first time. Other times, the tiny becomes a living and breathing decorative bauble for your mistress, perhaps sliding you into your silver harness, or encasing you in a floating charm, and wearing you dangling from her neck. Other times, the tiny takes up residence in mistress's bra, purse, or even panties. Terror in Tiny Town. Many fantasies revolve around a capricious, albeit sexy giantess who takes umbrage to the tiny's infiltration to her home. Her booming voice terrified the tiny, being roughly handled, squeezed a bit too tight. Your little legs flailing and kicking, you're powerless against the tremendous strength of the giantess. She even may threaten to toss you around in her hot, wet mouth, or assign you to clean between her teeth. If you manage to make it to the ground to attempt to escape from the capricious giantess, you're lucky. You see, giantess knows your weaknesses. She keeps you up high on purpose, as she knows the leap from the counter would be devastating for your tiny form. It would be akin to hopping off a 10-story balcony. So, if you manage to get to the ground to find your escape, you will still have to avoid her giant feet. Imagine you darting under and around the furniture as you dodge and run and hide for your tiny life. There are many precarious predicaments a tiny can find themselves in where the tiny is terrorized without mercy. Speaking of tiny towns, fantasies with giantesses, as we mentioned above, could also be a giantess amassing a group of tiny slaves and tiny villages to do her bidding. That is a very popular tiny fantasy. The conniving giantess lures unsuspecting men into her wicked web. She makes them fall in love with her, makes them profess undying devotion and desire to do anything to please her. Her timeless beauty sucks them in. Her charm dazzles them. And then she shrinks them, perhaps with a promise to have the curse reversed. Tiny is very motivated to work his way through the tiny crew, tending to her every need by chance to have this reversed. What is your tiny fantasy? Does it include any of the elements we spoke about here, from the origin story or how you're shrunken or how she grows? What kind of fun details happen in your tiny little fantasy? We want to know. How can we have fun with your tiny fantasies? Whatever details and fun storylines you have, I'd love to hear about them. Even if you don't necessarily want to roleplay them in session on the phone, because some feel very awkward, and that's okay. You're still free to discuss your fantasy with me. We can enjoy your fantasy telling, or hey, I could even tell you one of mine during our phone session. For those who are across the pond, I offer voice over Skype sessions to avoid those nasty phone charges. And you could even share your screen with me while we're connected on Skype and show me some of your favorite tiny haunts. I think that would be a lot of fun, wouldn't you? Another way we can have fun with your tiny fantasy is custom erotic audios. It's a very popular option. Do you have a script? Send it my way and ask for a quote. I'll give you pricing in one of two ways. Straight read from your script, lending my energy and cadence to your fantasy. I also offer a sound effects version where I punch up the audio with sound effects, something I really love enjoying and that I hope you've picked up during this audio. So until we chat, little one, this has been Giantess Erica.